Good afternoon. My name is Mansoor, and I'm going to present sensitivity and uncertainty analysis tool in R for parameterization of the APEX model. This project is funded by USDA's Office of Environmental Marketing, and the end of this project is to parameterize the APEX model across the country for different watersheds with different climate and land management. So first I will give you a bit of background and the necessity of having such a tool. Then I highlight the main objectives, go through the methodology and some preliminary results, and at the end conclusion. So watershed models that take into account the spatial variability usually have many parameters. And if they are to be used for a proper model-related management decisions, proper parameter values have to be, representative model parameters are to be selected for them. But the challenge is here that some of the parameters can be measured, like area, slope. Like these parameters can be measured using like digital elevation models, but some other parameters they don't have a concrete physical meaning. So their values are to be estimated through calibration. Well, the problem is that different parameters have different degree of importance regarding the model outputs. So relative importance of parameters can be measured using sensitivity analysis. And the reason that we need to do that is that it has two main applications. One of them is before model calibration, whether it's manual calibration or automatic calibration, for reducing the number of parameters that will be estimated, so we can focus our estimation effort on those parameters that have the most prominent effect on the outputs. And the other application of sensitivity analysis is that after model calibration, for investigating the different management practices that affect watershed outputs. So in order to streamline this sensitivity and uncertainty analysis, a tool was developed for sensitivity analysis of the APEX model for identification of sensitive parameters and analyzing the effect of different model performance measures on parameter sensitivities. And also, the third objective is exploring the dynamics nature of model performance and parameter sensitivities. Just this slide provides a brief description of the APEX model. It's a watershed model best suited for small watershed or farms, and it's used to evaluate the effect of various management practices on water quality, water quantity, soil quality, crop production, economics, etc. And it provides a fairly wide range of management practices that can be incorporated into this model, like irrigation, drainage, waterways, fertilizations. And the sensitivity analysis basically is the study of how uncertainty in output of a model can be apportioned to different sources of uncertainty in model input factors. And factors means both model parameters or inputs. And this task comprises of two stages. The first one is estimation of output uncertainty, which is calculated by variance. And also the second one, decomposition of output variance into its contributors. So to do this, a software package was developed in R known as APEX Senson. It's a flexible tool for sensitivity analysis and also uncertainty analysis for the APEX model. The main features of this software are implementation of Monte Carlo for propagation of parametric uncertainty into the output uncertainties, and also inverse Monte Carlo, which can be used for model calibration. It also provides both static and dynamic sensitivity analysis and model performance evaluation. And the user will have the option of incorporating not just only one, but several performance criteria for model calibration through inverse Monte Carlo. So the Monte Carlo simulation that is needed for propagation of uncertainty in the model inputs into outputs comprises of these three steps. First, the uncertainty in those parameters that we don't have a clear value for them is expressed through statistical distribution. Usually it's uniform distribution. The second stage is sampling of model parameters, and the third one is passing the sampled parameters to model and running the model with different value of parameters. So in the context of the APEX model, we have these three types of inputs. The first one, like input time series, like rainfall, temperature, that are provided and fit into the model. The other types of inputs are the fixed parameters, those that we have, those that either have a concrete physical meaning, like area or slope, or operation parameters like irrigation. And the third types of inputs, those are uncertain parameters, those that we do not have a clear fixed value for them. But we can have a range of value for them based on previous modeling practices and also their underlying concepts. So by assigning a range of uncertainty into these types of parameters, we sample from this distribution, pass them to the model, and the outputs are calculated compared to the observed value, and a model performance measure is calculated, let's say Nash-Stockliff or RMSE. So if we do it like for a fairly large number of time, depending on the type of model that we use and the convergence of distribution, we end up with a range of values for Nash-Stockliff. Once we did these simulations, the sensitivity indices are calculated using standardized regression coefficients. So basically, this index provides, this square of this index provides the contribution of uncertain parameters into output uncertainty. So the higher this value, the more important would be the parameter. And the estimation effort will be focused on those parameters that have the high values of SRC. The other feature of the software is inverse Monte Carlo. Once we did the simulations, we may want to remove those simulations that do not meet certain criteria. Let's say we are only interested in those models that those parameter values that produce higher, more than 0.5 Nash-Stockliff. So we filter those that do not meet this criteria, and here is the range of updated range. These are the calibrated range of values. So some preliminary results. These are the results of sensitivity analysis for flow prediction based on Nash-Stockliff performance criteria. So 70 means 70% of output variance comes from a soil evaporation plant factor. The second one is like 20% comes from maximum rainfall interception plant canopy. And also the third and fourth one. But it doesn't mean that other parameters are not important. It means that as long as we have uncertainty about these parameters, it doesn't make any sense to try to calibrate the model without including these parameters into it. Without taking into account these parameters. The other thing is that the performance of model can be measured using different criteria. So, and depending on which criteria we use, we may end up with a different list of important parameters. Like here is based on Nash-Stockliff, but if we do it like based on P-bias, which is a performance measure, we may end up with another list of parameters, although the first two are the same, but these parameters showed up here, but it didn't show up when we calculate the sensitivities based on next log leaf. One of the other features of this software is that it provides a dynamic picture of model performance. So usually model performance is calculated for the entire simulation period. Let's say if we had, like in this case, we had a simulation from 2004 to 2013. And these are the results based on 20,000 simulations. So basically we randomly sample from uncertain parameters, pass them to the model, and run the model. This solid blue line represents the best model performance when it's calculated for the entire simulation period. And this, the red line here, represents the worst model performance that comes for the entire simulation period. But if we break it down and do it like each year, you will see that the APEX model doesn't have a similar performance for different years. Like in some years we have a better performance, and in some years we have worse performance like this one. Like in 2010, as you can see, both performance values for the best and for the worst are below zero. It means that this discrepancy doesn't come from the fact that we didn't select the proper values for parameters. It means that either there's something wrong with the observation values, or the models need to be restructured. So, and the simulation can also be utilized for filtering. We can filter out those simulations that are not, that do not meet certain criteria. Let's say we want to look for those simulations that produce a next log leaf more than 0.5. So this region here corresponds to those simulations that produce a good performance measures based on next log leaf. If we incorporate another criteria like p-bias, like minus 10 and plus 10%, we can further reduce the outputs, accepted number of parameters into this number of simulations. We can also include more criteria. Let's say we are also interested in producing good values for water quality. We can again incorporate that and look for those parameters that produce these results in these regions. At the end, basically just a recap of the points that I covered. Development of a tool for performing sensitivity analysis for the APEX model. Calculation of sensitivity analysis indices for output prediction. Analyzing the dynamic of performance measures and sensitivity coefficients. And inverse Monte Carlo for identifying representative range of values for parameters. So basically, that was the presentation.
Is there any questions?
Is an approach like this available for other models? Like, could this be extended to work with the EPIC model? You know, APEX and EPIC have some.
Yeah, actually, it communicates with the model, whether it's SWOT, whether it's APEX, whatever it is. As long as we have a conceptual models that produce, we feed the input to it and get the output. So basically, it works with every models. Sorry. No. It's written in R. So basically, it's. It calls the APEX model, send the parameters and receive the outputs and do the statistical analysis inside R. So it communicates with the models.
I'm going to have to cut it off right there, but like I say, we do have a discussion at the end of this session. So thank you very much.